Hey guys, Will Durst here, speaking to you from the rubble littering the political landscape in the aftermath of the debt ceiling crisis. Yeah, it was quite a battle, and if you look close, you can see the bones of the middle class sticking out of the confetti left over from the banking and oil industry celebrations. Hard to understand why progressives are so mad at Obama. After all, he didn't do anything. I mean, besides caving faster than an access tunnel in a Chilean coal mine, the only difference here is you won't see anybody rushing to organize any rescue party. One of the things we learned is Obama is so determined to govern from the middle of the road, there should be a double yellow line down the center of his forehead. He's king of the roadkill party. The teabaggers managed to confuse both Democrats and Republicans by refusing to act with the usual political motivations, such as welfare of the nation, party loyalty, or their own self-interest. Proving that old adage, never get in a fight with an ugly person, he's got nothing to lose. They held the government hostage, and the president fell victim to a bad case of Stockholm Syndrome, bonding with his captors to where he was able to convince them to accept more than they were asking for. The administration called the deal a compromise. Yeah, same kind of compromise the Titanic arranged with that iceberg. Like how Nagasaki and Hiroshima compromised with Fat Man and Little Boy. Think of the concessions given by New Orleans to Katrina. It was the financial equivalent of handing over Czechoslovakia after extracting a vague Tea Party promise to leave Poland alone. Difficult to tell what lies in store, though, for the 2012 elections. At this point, you can't even accuse the Democrats of being afraid of their own shadow because they don't cast one. Besides, it's hard to see your shadow when your head is so far up your butt you can tickle your spleen with your elbow. And on that cheery note, I remain for WillDurst.com. Will Durst.